The Georgia Southern softball team used a season-high 15 runs en route to a 15-3 win over College of Charleston at Patriots Point Park on Wednesday afternoon. Georgia Southern, 24-20, 6-12 SBC, struck first in the top of the third inning, exploding for 6 runs on 4 hits. Courtney Ball and Kyla Maxwell drew back-to-back walks before Faith Barth recorded a 2-RBI double off the wall to put the Eagles on the board first. Delaney Thames extended the Eagle lead with an RBI single before Jess Mazur continued the scoring on an RBI double. Courtney Ball plated the final run of the inning on an RBI single up the middle, making it 6-0. College of Charleston, 9-33, cut the deficit in half in the bottom of the third as Malaka Belser hit a 3-run home run for its only runs of the game to make it 6-3. In the fifth, the Eagles tacked on a run when Sam Vinson used a RBI sacrifice fly to plate Thames, who reached on the Eagles' third double of the game to make it 7-3. The Eagles posted 8 more runs in the sixth inning to end the ballgame early. The Cougars struggled in the circle with 5 walks and 2 batters were hit by a pitch in the inning. Janai Conklin highlighted the inning with a 2-RBI single back up the middle as the Eagles ended the game in 6 innings, 15-3. Thames and Mazur led the offense with multi-hit performances as each recorded 2 hits and combined for 4 runs batted in. Barth tied her career high of 4 runs batted in, going 1-for-4 with 2 walks. Thames recorded a career high with 3 runs scored. All 9 starters reached base for the Eagles. Alana Barnard, 6-4, secured the victory in the circle, tossing 5 complete innings, allowing 3 runs and scattering 7 hits. The sophomore picked up 2 strikeouts and only allowed 1 extra base hit. Morgan Kendrick closed out the game pitching hitless inning with a strikeout. Next up, the Eagles are back at home for its final home series of the season against James Madison, beginning on Friday, April 26 at beautiful Eagle Field. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. and will be broadcast on ESPN+.